Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. The Council has assembled once again to discuss the most important topic. In these hard times, you have questions that you need answers to, and the most important question is, which one of these Pokemon looks like a stupid dipshit? I'm Six Devil.
I'm Alan Ibrahim.
And our guest this week, we will not have a guest every week, don't get that fucking expectation, it's not going to happen, but our guest this week is Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan, who are you and where did you come from?
Well, back in the 90s.
Don't say the womb.
No. I don't know. I'm just here. I'm a friend. Hello.
All right. Cool. Well, welcome, friend. One of the friend and or folks that we include at the beginning of every episode of this show. Except for when Alan intros it, and then I don't think you have the same intro as me.
Okay.
We're going to start right where we left off because we're picking back up with Pokemon. And the creatures, the pocket monsters themselves. We left off at number 102. Alan, what one is that?
Number 102 is Execute, or Tamatama, which is Japanese for either Tom. It's like two versions of Tamago, which is an egg, or it can mean unexpectedly. I want to immediately start by, I gotta love aesthetics here on the Johto, the JQ, the TJQ as I call it. Aesthetics are a big deal, and the usual art for Execute is six eggs in a batch, one hive mind. But the art that I've sent my co-hosts and the most commonly used art has one egg in the back right that just looks so unhappy to be there. And I can't help but relate to being in a crowd of people and not wanting to be there. That's the mood right there. That's Execute in a nutshell. In an eggshell.
There's also one that appears to be dead.
Yeah, the one in the back's fucking dead. Him and Goofy are both dead.
And then there's the one next to him that's like, it just had a long day at work.
Yeah, please do not talk to me. Please. And the one in the middle is like, ready to flash you his dick. Yo. And you're like, please. Please do not.
The middle one just like, yo, I downloaded so much VNs. I'm about to go off.
Boy, novel not new, check it out.
Grass and psychic typing. This is a thing, Six. If we don't like Dugtrio because Dugtrio is just three eggs, and we don't like Magneton because Magneton's just three magnets, do we like Execute despite it being three, like six eggs?
Well, there's no one egg Pokemon.
True, but if you separated them like physically, would it still be Execute?
Yo,
apparently if one of the six should be lost, the next morning they will once again be six.
Whoa.
That's the Pokedex.
No, that's your birth. That's your origin story.
Sorry, I got really excited just now because I looked at the gender ratio and I misread what it meant. I thought it meant that it was an even gender ratio between every egg.
Within the eggs. 50-50. That's my favorite sitcom. Three eggs and a baby.
So hang on.
Super
if you
on.
Take and execute this pile of six eggs to the Pokemon daycare and Ditto,
yeah,
and you're like, you two just hang out for a bit, you guys just chill,
you seven, just
and
hang
you come
out.
Back, and there's a seventh egg.
Uh huh.
You know what? No further questions,
Your Honor. I rest my case. Tamatama stays on the list.
Does it?
Yes. What the fuck is the shiny? It's yellow. It's yellow. Ew, just look. Wait, you know, I don't like yellow eggs. I like the pink one in the GBA era. And then the gold silver was pink.
Look at the crystal animation.
it just blinks really fast.
Well, like, it doesn't just blink. Its mouth also blinks.
Oh, it's just, yeah, it flickers in and out of existence. Sorry, people need to look up the animation of this game from Pokemon Crystal.
What if we didn't keep Execute?
Why?
Okay.
Oh my god. Sorry, the original Gen 1 red art is one huge egg. And five small eggs? That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm fucked up on that.
Look at that, friend.
The Johto Quorum, where we react to JPEGs.
I don't like Execute.
Why?
Because
what did it do to you?
It's awful.
It's just eggs, though.
Right. Okay. That's true.
You know what? You're right.
Yo, okay. Can we appreciate the one on the left, though, that looks like egg solid snake?
There's a gag. There's a gag somewhere about something. Hollandaise.
Dummy thick.
Oh, Sunny. There it is. I found it.
All right. This is new levels of our bullshit. I think we need to cut, execute, and move on.
Yo, execute's hot for days.
Can you just tell me why? Can you just tell me why?
Well, okay, what is there good about this design?
We just had so much fun giggling about execute for 7 minutes.
That's not like, not because it's good.
What do you mean, not because it's explicitly because, all right, cut, execute, fine.
All right.
The beautiful thing about the Jotokorum is no matter how attached you are to something, it is exactly as easy to say yes as it is to say, eh. Fuck it.
All right, well, executor is our next.
Nasty.
It's a coconut tree. It's a palm tree.
It's nasty.
I learned that one while watching the Japanese version of Pokemon Sun and Moon because I'm unbearable, and of course I watched it in Japanese.
You are unbearable. Oh, you mean yep. Pokemon Sun and Moon, Satoshi's Adventures? Fucking
exactly.
Slime. So Ryan, just in case you don't know, we count Alolan forms as a different entry, so we're gonna talk about regular Executor and then Alolan. It's important to know because the Alolan Executor is a whole thing.
Alan, I listen to this podcast.
Wait, really? Yeah. I'd never believe that people listen to our podcast. That seems fake. It seems entirely fake. However, regular Executor is a big friend. Here's a question. I don't think this is Tum 6.
No, it's Bark.
No. But it looks like...
What, Alan?
Also, I'm realizing that it has the same feet as Kangaskhan, as the resident feet expert.
It does. It's true.
They ran out of feet ideas.
Ryan, you had a concern to bring up. I want to hear it.
So are they high or what?
The one on the right certainly is the one that's like, eh. No, they kind of all are like, eh. That's fun. Yeah,
they're just different. They're just different reactions to weed.
Me on edibles, just executor. God, I love the one that's just, yeah, the far on the right. Like, the one with teeth? Because the one on the right doesn't have teeth!
No.
The one in the middle and the left have, like, the cute anime fangs, which also, I always love. Also, why does it have teeth? For eating snacks.
Yeah. Ryan, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1", 6'2".
Executor is half a foot taller than you. How does that make you feel?
6'7", yeah. Regular Executor, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that
yeah.
Does
oh,
not
yeah.
look right. I'm questioning.
That ain't right. That, probably, that boy needs some,
you know,
milk.
That probably counts the leaves on top, which maybe that tricks out.
That's true. That's probably cheating.
Yeah.
They're probably cheaters.
You could probably stand it.
We don't like cheaters. Horn, but...
mm-hmm.
Each of the three heads has its own thoughts. When they want to go in different directions, fuck. Executor becomes unable to move.
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck. Same. Me.
Same. Huge same.
Are we keeping Executor?
If you're going to get rid of Executor, you have to keep Executor. Look at that shiny form. It's red and orange.
I'm down with keeping it. It's the right kind of dumb. Yeah. I feel like it feels like the almost the slowpoke niche that we cut.
Yeah, it's kind of a slowpoke eyes with the Kangaskhan legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it serves the role that when way down the line, Tropius is going to also serve, which is like the Pokemon that you discover in tall grass. And you're like, oh, what is this thing? Like, what? Oh, God. It's walking towards me. It's casting psychic spells on me. Yeah, let's not forget that Executor is half psychic type.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Pokemon moves are called spells.
When those three heads come together, you better watch out. You better not cry. I don't know where I was
going
with that.
All right, keep Executor. Fine. I'll allow it.
Okay. Let's talk about Alolan Executor.
How tall is this one?
Big boy.
35 feet and 9 inches. It weighs 916 pounds.
Same. That's awesome. Absolute unit. Just absolute. Are you kidding me? Alolan Executor is a god. I want to climb it.
The best thing honestly the best thing to come out of Alolan Exeggutor was when they added it to Pokemon Go. Do y'all remember when that happened?
No.
I was not playing Pokemon Go when that happened.
I wasn't either.
What happened?
But they didn't make it shorter.
Oh, right. It just, when you fight it, you just only see its neck.
Goes. That's
amazing.
It just goes.
Yeah, are you kidding me? That's amazing.
It's so good.
You see the little legs. So
we're keeping this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to. And then in Smash Brothers, it's hilarious, too, because it's like, oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Ah, oh, shit. I just can't move. This big thing. Also essential, just essential to mention that Alolan Exeggutor has a tail with kissy lips on it.
Yeah.
So
that's
important.
That's true. So here's a question for you.
Yes.
Why is it dragon type?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is Alolan Exeggutor dragon type? Alolan Exeggutor is dragon typing explained. Do you want me to actually find this out?
Sure. Okay. Let's hear it.
Dragon type comes from the Dracaena genus of trees, which are over 100 species of tree fall under, some of which are palm trees, often called dragon trees.
Oh, it's a pun. That's, oh, that.
You know what? I'll give it up.
Yeah, no, respect, respect.
I'll give it up.
That's great. I think Exeggutor should just evolve into Alolan Exeggutor.
Yeah.
Like there should be no execute.
And then does it, wow. Okay, that's fair. You know what? Yeah. But then why does it... Is it just because, like, when exposed to sunlight, it gets really long?
That's the explanation in the anime, is that it's just, like... They're like, so, Exeggutor in, like, it Kanto and other such regions just doesn't get as much sunlight, and so naturally it grows like this. But in Alola, there's just so much sun everywhere. It's so bright, it's so intense, that Exeggutor just goes hog wild.
But it has a mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So it can laugh.
Yeah, but it has teeth.
Hang on, let me bullshit my reason for that. I don't know.
Why does it have teeth to eat snacks? Is it a vegetarian?
It grows! It doesn't need teeth!
That's fair.
Maybe to defend itself?
It's like a giraffe.
To bite people?
I guess.
It's a plant. Alan, it's a tree. It's not like a giraffe.
No, but it has a long neck. Is Alolan Exeggutor's long part the neck or the body? These are the questions.
It's the neck.
Yeah, it's the neck.
It's definitely the neck.
No, but when you look at it for long enough, it kind of fucks you up, right?
No, like, the base
is the
like,
Pokedex.
The whatever's happening on the inside is in that little base right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. I'll give it up. Keep Alolan Exeggutor.
Yes.
Great.
All right. 104. Cubone.
Oh, this is a controversial one.
Cubone, bound. Cuboner, you know?
So, apparently, the skull on its head is its mother's skull.
Yeah, this is the creepypasta Pokemon.
But, if you have a Cubone and it has an egg that's another Cubone, the previous Cubone doesn't lose its skull.
Oh. No.
So that's just bullshit.
Oh, interesting. What? Well, okay, yeah, that's funny. Like, that's funny, but this is fucking with my head. So if Cubone has a kid at, like, 40, and it's still alive, and it's like, I have a kid now, and it's like, but mom, I can't be a baby Cubone until I have your head, and then do they have to kill their mom? Is that? No, right? Like, they just let them live out their lives, and the baby Cubone just hangs out as a, you know... As a, like, bone-headedless Pokemon?
Maybe it's invented the idea of its dead mother.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
No, isn't its mom Marowak? No.
Damn, Yokotaro, this is deep.
This is heavy. This is really big. Also, in Japanese, it's called karakara, which is just the sound of, like, a bone rattling. Very cool.
I don't know what to do here.
Ryan, no. What do you think? Oh, also points for Tom. Definite points for Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definite Tom.
Where did the other bone come from? Because it has a bone on its hand.
continuing the recurring Garnowager question of where'd they get these extra things from?
I mean, I stand by the theory that it's just, well, you know what? Maybe, you know how they talk about somebody being born with a silver spoon in their mouth?
Yeah, it's born with a silver bone in its hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
It's like the John Henry of Pokemon.
The what?
Well, that was a hammer.
Is that John Henry, a wrestling reference?
Born with a... No, it was a... What are you... What? Are you serious right
Mark
now?
Mark Henry.
No, John Henry.
From the Red Sox? Oh, the folklore hero.
Yes! Yeah. What?
I love Johto Quorum a lot, and I love how...
Born with a hammer in his hand. What are you talking about?
Oh. Okay, I believe you.
I mean, somebody could go for that angle. They wanted to.
What is with... Yo, who wrote the Pokemon Yellow Pokedex entries? Where's the skull of its deceased mother? Its cries echo inside the skull and come out as a sad melody. This is a perfect example of the meme that's like, me, or everyone, someone else, nothing, me. Where's the skull of its deceased mother? Like, dog, if it is sad or lonely, the skull it wears shakes and emits a plaintive and mournful sound. It pines for the mother it will never see again. Seeing a likeness of its mother in the full moon, it cries.
Yo.
Stains on the skull the Pokemon wears are made by the
Nintendo was going through some shit, okay?
Yeah, this is like a rough phase. This is important, though, in a longer conversation we're going to eventually
it's
have. Just, like,
it's so important now.
Cubone is important, and here's why. Excuse me. A lot of Pokemon origins are actually like really sad and dark, and we meet. This is like ostensibly a comedy podcast.
Oh, you're doing a PSA now.
Yeah, but okay. Hey, kids, if your mom is dead, I'm really sorry.
What?
Why did you just do this?
Because you teed it up for me, and I wasn't going to do that. I was just going to be like, hey, we're going to keep talking. We're going to have this recurring conversation topic about how things can get kind of dark in Pokemon. And that's okay. We can still be funny. But instead, now it's like, hey, if your mom is dead, we can talk to me. I'm sorry. I'm here for you. Keep Cubone? Here's the thing, though.
Why did you just say that? You can't just say that.
No, it's fine. Cubone or Marowak?
Why
both?
Because it's a natural evolution. It grows into its helmet.
That's
cool.
Really fucked up.
Yo, that pose is clean, though. That Marowak pose? Look at this. He's dabbing. He's about to dab.
He's pre-dabbing.
He's winding up for a real big dab.
He is.
Oh, he totally is. You're right. Yep. I'm like, huh?
He's about to throw it out.
And then the Alolan Marowak looks like a Steven Universe character.
Bah!
I like all of these. They're all good.
Marowaks?
Yeah. Marowak, Cubone, Alolan Marowak. These are all rad Pokemon. Alolan Marowak is a fire ghost.
It's amazing.
That's so cool.
I constructed my Gen 7 team around cool Alolan forms. So I led with Alolan Raichu and Alolan Marowak.
Hell yeah, you did.
Such good combo. Such good combo. I agree.
Sick as hell. Sick as hell.
Keep all three? Is that allowed?
I mean, they're all good, though.
Alolan Garagara, which is Marowak's Japanese name.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Like, okay, question. What purpose does this serve in the ecosystem of our new Pokemon universe?
Listen, we are in the process of... How many Pokemon have we cut here?
Thousands, millions.
We've cut like at least 50 Pokemon.
Tens.
Uh-huh. Those are all. That's 50 species. We've eliminated 50 species from the ecosystem. There are going to be a lot of skulls lying around, and therefore,
why are you like this? All right, yeah, keep all three. Fine, fuck it. I don't give a shit.
Why does the skull change?
Because it grows into the skull.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah. What?
Its body naturally like adds calcium and builds onto the skull because it starts to incorporate the skull as though it were part of its own body.
Okay. Yeah, it's important to oh my god.
I can bullshit anything. Sure.
Well, when a Pokemon evolves, it like speeds through evolution in that instant. Because as we understand it, Pokemon evolution is instant, right?
You know the people who work in customer service for a living, where you're able to bullshit stuff like that, and then have somebody else be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, sure.
What are you saying about what I do at work?
Professional bullshit.
I'm just saying that you're used to the PR spin.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's true. I am. It's true.
Also, a Marowak is green in a shiny form, so... Alan, literally, you spent the whole beginning of this podcast saying that green shiny forms are stupid. Why are you changing your mind? Because it's my show!
It's contextual.
It's contextual, what Six said, not what I said. Also, a Alolan Marowak turns purple.
Ooh.
Purple with the green.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the Tiki Torch angle. It's like a, you know, eventually we'll talk about the Alolan Pokemon and how they all, a lot of them lean in, and not just Alolan, but a lot of Pokemon lean into just like bad cultural stereotypes. And, you know, tiki torching, like, and dancing with tiki torches is a, like, legitimate sport and hobby in island culture. So, like, it's not that, I don't think it's, like, weird that they have a tiki torch Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Rock on, Marowak. You're staying. You're going, you're on the team.
You got there, champ.
I'm so proud. Here's an interesting pairing up coming up next. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great. So. You're playing Pokemon Gen 1, and you're like...
Sorry. Go ahead.
You're good. You're like, there's no fighting types in this game. I need fighting types. And then the game hands you a choice. It says, which fetish do you have? Big hands or big feet?
This boy is all feet.
Oops, all feet. Exactly.
Look at him.
He's got hands.
Honestly, the next couple of Pokemon are all fetish Pokemon, so I'm, you know, we'll talk.
It's true.
Yeah, coughing, yeah. So Hitmonlee, also known as Sawamular, which is named after Tadashi Sawamular.
I like how his body is like a chicken nugget, and then he's got two big feet.
And he's got like, he looks like they're elastic feet.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like slinkies.
They look bouncy.
I think Hitmonlee's great.
Yeah, they managed to get a lot of expression out of Hitmonlee despite it having no mouth. For example, the shot that I'm about to show you from the anime where it's like, oh, fuck! Even though it's just eyes, it's really great. Whoa, Siri really wanted to contribute to that. Nope, you're not allowed. Which one is your favorite? We should only keep one, I think.
Well, why would we keep Hitmonchan?
What? You want to keep all big... I guess we are pro feet, right?
We are pro feet. Also, Hitmonchan is just wearing a cheerleader onesie and boxing gloves and, like, a pair of clogs and looks terrible.
My only argument for Hitmonchan... I agree, we should keep Hitmonlee amongst the two, is Hitmonchan looks more like an evolution of Tyrogue, but that's also back canon. Or retconning, yeah. Actually.
I don't think things look good for Tyrogue here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You think... Well, you're like... Everyone we'll is see. So we'll ready. See. I've gotten so many emails and comments and tweets being like, I'm so disappointed that Six hates all the babies, and I'm ready to fight for them. I fight for the babies out there.
I wanted to, like, make a claim of, like, I don't hate X-Baby, but then I was like, I never hate X-Baby. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, fine. Ryan, do you agree Hitmonlee over Hitmonchan?
I do agree. I just want to point out Hitmonchan, yeah. 100% male.
Really? Oh, you're right.
So is Hitmonlee.
So is Hitmonlee. That's true.
That's understandable. Look at him.
But how? How?
There's no space in between. Listen, the gender isn't in your pants, but also there's no space in between those legs. None at all.
I didn't want to say that. You said it.
Pokemon are different.
The only reason they're 100% male is because you can only get one and it's always the same. But in the...
That's not true, though, because you can get Tyrogue.
You're right. Okay, good point. Does it become if you have a female Tyrogue?
You can't get a female Tyrogue.
Darn. Oh, you're right. Okay, fair enough.
Lickitung.
Nope. God. Nope. I got nothing.
Pro-feet and... Lickitung could be applied very effectively upon feet. So are we pro Lickitung?
Are we pro Lickitung?
No, Lickitung is awful. Wait, I was joking. I hate Lickitung.
Why?
Because it's a huge tongue.
Same. Who amongst us is not a huge tongue?
You, me, and Ryan. None of us are.
Beroringa, which is the sound.
You can't just say who amongst us to anything I say and have it stand up.
Japanese name is onomatopoeia for licking. It's gross. It's gross. I just love it. It's got like it's got big feet. It's got a big tail. It's big
the
tongue.
The tail is bigger than the tongue, to be fair.
Yep.
It's true. It's true. Do you think the tail is just another tongue?
I hope so. Yeah.
That is not allowed. Jesse had a Lickitung for a while.
I like the expression.
You don't like the expression?
I do. I'm just like,
oh, okay. Yeah, I approve.
Always.
If you don't clean a spot where it's licked you, you'll break out in a rash.
Same.
Fucking.
Okay, so I'm reading more. Basically, it licks so many different things that its tongue is just a hotbed of every disease known to man.
Yes.
Cut this Pokemon. Awesome.
Those are like the freaking true cigarette ads where they just lick random things.
Oh. All of the Pokedex entries are like, its long tongue has like more nerves than the body. It's more controllable than the body. And that's really disturbing.
Why don't we cut Lickitung?
We're going to have a talk again about Licky Licky, and it's going to be great.
It's hard to calibrate your sincerity sometimes,
good,
my friend.
Good,
where
good.
Do we stand on Lickitung?
That's how I want it to be. I almost said a word. Which fight are you more willing to fight with? Anti-babies?
I'm never not willing to fight. I love fighting.
No. Anti-babies or anti-evolutions? Or, you know, retroactive.
Gosh. Gosh, I guess I'm more willing to fight for babies than for evolutions.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the babies are... Whatever, we'll talk. Neither of these things are coming up anytime soon, so whatever.
This is a fantastic Ryan... conversation out of context.
Yeah. Ryan, what do you think?
I mean, it's not my fight. I like Lickitung, but I'm not going to be hurt if it doesn't stay.
Just sending all pictures of Lickitung with its mouth closed, and then Lickitung from Pokemon Battle Troze.
How does Lickitung even possibly close its mouth? That doesn't make any sense. Like, that tongue is so big.
Lickitung looks like a rejected Puyo Puyo Tetris character.
Oh, shit.
In that icon right there.
Yeah, in the Battle Troze, you're right.
It looks like a rejected, like Yoko Taro designed a Puyo Puyo Tetris character. That's like Puyo Puyo Tetris Emil.
The tongue has feelings.
Ryan, you got to decide this.
Oh, no. What's the other Pokemon? Licky something?
Licky Lick. Licky Lick. Oh, no, Licky Licky, excuse me.
Let me look at that one first before I make my final decision.
Yeah? Let us inside that brain there, Ryan. What's happening right
now? This is worse than Lickitung.
It is. That's true.
I say we keep Lickitung if we're going to keep one of them.
Okay. All right. I guess we're keeping Lickitung. We're moving on to 109.
Coffee! Yeah, this is... Sorry, this is my kink.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah?
Had to make the joke.
Coughing is awesome.
Why?
Yo, he's so happy.
Coughing is so happy. Coughing has a great voice. Coughing is just this weird, like, gap. It's so unlike anything that actually exists in nature that I love it.
It's a ball of gas. It's a ball of hard gas. Like, can you hold a coughing?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a balloon. Like, there's gas in there, but it is filled with gas. It is the balloon that is filled with toxic gas.
Oh, I hate toxic people.
Listen, PSA.
Why is it called Dogars?
If you're a toxic person.
Dogars? Oh, Do means bad. Doku means poisonous. Poison is bad. Bad poison. Yep, that's fair. Excise all poison people from your life. All right, I'm all out of jokes. I think coughing's cool as a poison balloon. I think that's interesting. I like coughing.
In the Pokemon Red and Blue beta, coughing was originally known as NY because it represented New York City.
Fuck yes. We're keeping coughing.
We're keeping NY.
These streets will make you feel brand new.
Literally last week we had a guest from New York. No, you really do get to see the Pokemon Company's like reassessment of American metropolitan cities throughout the generations.
Yeah, you really do.
Because then eventually they just make one that takes place in New York. Here's the thing, though. We keep coughing. It's cute. It can be cute. It's got the gas. It's fun. It's got the little skull and crossbones. Like, don't touch. Don't touch. What about wheezing, though?
I just want to say that if your mom is a toxic person, it's okay.
You're valid.
You're hella valid. Mata dogas.
I don't feel like there's a point in wheezing.
Yeah.
It looks like a bummer.
The fact that it isn't happy.
It's two coughings. Yeah, it's two coughings that are sad. Yeah. And like, I get it. But also the thing
they're
that's fun
about coughing
is...
They're probably in a toxic relationship.
Yeah, again, the classic art. The classic art of coughing. Or of wheezing.
You gotta just know when it's over, y'all.
Yep, exactly.
PSA.
Hey guys, if you're out there and you're in a toxic relationship, don't be afraid to consider leaving it. I really don't want to give bad advice. I'm just doing goofs. I'm sorry if I'm giving like terrible advice. You talk to me off mic if you have questions. Wheezing, get rid of it. But it's kind of cool. It's like a nightmare fusion.
No.
Have y'all seen neither of you have watched Buffy, right?
I've seen some.
Have you watched any of season 4?
I don't know.
Okay, see the one where she's in college.
No.
What's it called? There we go. Yes. Wheezing reminds me of Adam from season 4 of Buffy. There's a picture. Where it's just like, oh god, what happened to make this nightmare villain so bad?
Yeah, that seems like a bad villain.
Yeah, he sucks. Season 4 is one of the shittiest.
All right, we're cutting Wheezing.
Okay, fine, we're cutting Wheezing.
Let's talk about number 111, Rhyhorn.
Wheezing, more like Weezer. Sorry, go on.
Ryan, thank you for your
time. On an island in the sun. You know, they added that Weezer Island to Fortnite.
We gotta play Fortnite just for that.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were gonna... Oh, you know they added the Weezer Island to Pokemon?
It's in Gen... Yeah, I can't wait for Sword and Shield.
You catch some pair of glasses.
It takes place on Weezer Island. You start out in the Teal Album, and
it just goes down from there. Let's be adults. Let's talk about Shyhorn.
Rhyhorn's cool. I like Rhyhorn.
Shyhorn, excuse me. My Japanese is bad.
Deathhorn?
No.
She is death.
Combination. No, this kanji that you're not going to recognize anyways. That's the first character of Rhy. It means rhinoceros. Rhinoceros horn.
It's sure, that's single... creative.
Neither is Rhyhorn, which is rhino and horn.
Okay.
The one thing I like about Rhyhorn, we're cutting Rhyhorn.
What?
All right, fair enough. Let's have the conversation.
Its armor looks sick as
it
hell.
It looks like if it crouched down, you wouldn't recognize it. You would step on it and be like, ouchie.
Exactly.
That's kinda cool.
That's the
I
thing.
Like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like a creature that has like armor made of rocks and it's like sharp rocks and it's cool looking. I think it's great.
Do you think so? Okay. Ryan,
what do you
think?
I think it's kind of boring.
Yes.
Really?
So excited.
It's just like no one thinks about Rhyhorn. It's just a rhino.
Here's the thing though, right? Like I know we invoke this argument to varying success sometimes, but like think about all the rock type Pokemon.
Sure.
How many of them are we going to want to keep?
Not this one.
Well, there aren't a lot of winners in rock.
What do you mean? There's, like, you know.
I'm just saying.
It's also ground rock, for what it's worth.
It's true.
Armaldo, Soul Rock, Larvitar, Amara, all the fossil Pokemon, Kranidos, who read the Regis.
That's true. The fossil Pokemon are cool. Okay, we can.
Rock and Rolla.
Neither of you are into it.
I don't mean to be mean to Rhyhorn right here, but like, good art evokes emotions. I look at him and I just feel nothing.
That's a fantastic point.
I feel like Rhyhorn's cool. But
the one time I evoked an emotion with Rhyhorn was when I started X and Y. And your mom just busts out and like, yo, what up? I'm a Rhyhorn racer. And you're like, whoa, that's cool.
Isn't it?
It's very cool. She just hops on a Rhyhorn and leaves. You're like, peace, nerds.
So we're cutting Rhydon, though, for sure, right?
Are we?
Wait, we're keeping Rhydon but not Rhyhorn? Are you
Rhydon
high?
Rhydon actually has the Tum.
Rhydon's okay, doesn't have a proper Tum, it doesn't rap. First off.
Drops fire versus.
Second, it's just Nidoking.
Oh god.
It's just Nidoking.
Nidoking. We need a big boy.
Yep. Nope. We'll have big boys. Let's cut Rhydon.
This is so bad. When you say it like that, I understand where you're coming from. That Rhydon and Nidoking are cut from the same cloth.
And you know what the cloth is?
What?
Digimon. They're Digimon.
No, just the same. They're the same. Let's cut it. They're the same.
Yeah.
We're gonna cut Nidoking, cut Rhydon. Fucking fine. My big drill son. We don't have any more. Okay, there are better drill Pokemon later. That's fair.
The good part about not being able to hear the last episode is that I'm hearing some choices. Anyway.
Oh, I just found nasty fan art of Nidoking with Prince Sidon, actually. That's... I don't...
Okay, well, thank you for sharing. Let's talk about Chansey.
Also known in Japanese as Lucky. Hi, I'm Lucky. That's so cute.
I like Chansey. Yeah. Chansey's nice.
Yo, you can't beef with Chansey. Chansey's just cool.
You really can't. Chansey's just, you know, Chansey, we don't even have to talk about it. You can stay. We're just going to glide on right by.
I always make, we have a Pokécord server or a channel in one of our Discord servers, and I'm always, whenever there's a Pokemon that, like, carries a small thing, I'm always like, what's inside the thing? And then someone's like, gay rights, and then we all laugh. But what's inside Chansey's egg? Love and friendship.
Hell yeah.
My respect.
There's actually, like, given... like various Pokemon entry Pokedex entries and stuff, I've been led to believe that the egg is actually just an egg. It grows so it can give it to people to make them feel better, which is pretty awesome.
That's dope.
It lays several eggs a day. The eggs are rich in nutrients and extremely delicious. Wait, I'm sorry, it lays an egg but it's not its own egg?
Oh, it is its own egg, but it also lays extra so that it can
So it's not like it's giving away its children.
I mean, it is. It is absolutely giving
away
right.
To
children. But it's just kind of weird. Tangela.
All right, there's the debate. Tangela or Tangela?
It's like Tangle.
Oh.
So Tangela.
But Tangle's T-A-N-G-L-E.
Right, but Tangle isn't a thing.
Angela? Tangle Angela?
I love the Disney movie Tangle.
Tangle and Medusa. So Tangela. That's not... its Japanese name is better.
What's its Japanese
Monjara.
Name?
Monjara. Moja Moja, which means shaggy, and Kemkujara, which means like hairy or covered in thick hair.
So somebody at Game Freak took a shower one day and had to pull hair out of something, and then was like, what if I gave this thing feet? And then they made a Pokemon.
Yep, you're not wrong.
I really like Tangela. Really like Tangela.
Really?
It's creepy. It's creepy in a good way. I always loved the...
It's not...
What?
I never even found it creepy. I just thought it was kind of dumb.
It is dumb. What's wrong with dumb? This is what Magellan was saying. You can't just cut things because they're dumb because Pokemon is dumb.
Yo, I like the Pokemon's anime screenshot dumb. Where it's like Sonic the Hedgehog, but like wrong.
Yeah, like someone was like...
Sonic the Hedgehog, but made out of ropes.
I made Sonic for my crafts class. I only had macaroni. And 2 feet. I love all the Pokemon that have a void in them. That's why I like Shellder. That's why I like Tangela.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You know, we can keep Tangela because we cut Shellder. I know you need that void in your life.
Yeet. Thank you.
And I wanna be respectful of your needs.
Cuts right on. Yeah, fine. Keep Tangela.
Right on, sit down.
We'll talk about Tangrowth in a fucking 3 years and get really grossed out again.
Kangaskhan.
Good English name. Is it?
Yeah.
Kangaskhan. Garura. Kangaroo ruler. In Japanese.
Hell yeah. That's sick.
It's got a kid.
It does. The kid is part of the Pokemon?
Well, the fast, weird. Yeah. I was always weirded out by that because, like, in regular Kangaskhan form, the little baby doesn't look anything like it. It's a different color. It's got a similar head shape. Like, it's clearly its baby. But
they're like the Binars in Star Trek. There's just two of them.
Yes, you're right. It doesn't look that similar. But then it Mega Evolves. And the only difference when it Mega Evolves is the kid grows up.
Yep.
Interesting. That's one of the weirder Mega Evolutions, I think.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think I like basically all of it. I think it's cool.
Is there something about the pouch in the Pokedex entry that's like gross? Let's find out. Boo-doo-poo.
I mean, I said something gross about it last time we talked, where I talked about it being skin, and you were unhappy.
Is that true? Wow. You have a good memory. The female raises... Yeah. About the gross things. The female raises its young in its belly for 3 years. The young is taken out when it learns to find food. If it's safe, the young gets out of the belly to play. To avoid...
Yeah, there's nothing really
to
gross.
To avoid crushing the baby when it carries it in its pouch, it always sleeps standing up. Huh.
Yo. That's dedication right
It's just
there.
A constant pregnancy. Yeah.
Kangaskhan's
is
a friend.
I'm going to not ask the question if there is Kangaskhan pregnancy art.
I mean, the answer is yes, and I don't want to check
okay.
it out.
Okay.
I just am going to assume the answer is yes.
So we keep Kangaskhan. The only negative I have with Kangaskhan is that I associate it with the Safari Zone, which we talked about as being a problematic.
It's true.
But that's not its fault.
It's true.
That's not Kangaskhan's fault.
And I think that's a reason it deserves a chance to be treated better.
Chansey
we already kept.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on to 116. Horsey.
Horsey.
It's a seahorse.
It's a whole ass seahorse. I love water types. I think, yeah, Horsey's really adorable. Horsey's a friend. I want to have a horsey. How big is horsey?
About a foot.
Okay.
Is that if you stretch it?
I mean, that's just the height they give me. I don't know.
I have a lot of questions for whoever writes these height and weights on the Bulbapedia, or where they're sourcing them from.
I mean, mine are from the official Pokedex.
Okay.
So
they're just sort of my feel.
Yeah, they just kind of estimate.
Shout outs to the Shrieking Shack. It's the person who also makes the Harry Potter heights. Just Harry
oh, right.
Potter 6 feet.
Right. Who just decides that because James has to be tall also or whatever, yeah.
You're just trying to say that Horsey is tall because it feeds into your fucking fetish about Ron.
Tatu, which means Tatsu. Which is part of the common name of a seahorse in Japanese, Tatsu no Otoshigo. Which, did you know, fun Japanese lesson, Tatsu no Otoshigo also means, it translates to illegitimate child of a dragon.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
Neat.
Also, horsey, seahorse, I get it. I think it's cute. What? Is it dragon type? No, it's still water type. It's not dragon type until...
Yeah, you're not going to get any dragon type till the next, till a future generation.
Right. Then it develops dragon-like tendencies.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I want a keep horsey. I like going around the ocean, going snorkeling, and be like, oh my god, there's a horsey. It's going to blow ink in my face.
All right, let's keep horsey.
Okay.
What about Seadra?
Seadra.
Yo.
I think Seadra's lame.
Pointy horsey?
Yeah, if they'd called it porsey instead of horsey, because it was pointy horsey, then I'd be down, but...
But it's got to have a dad. Horsey's got to have a dad. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Your silence speaks volumes. I'm sorry.
I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, we'll talk. I'll explain dads. So imagine being a son. Can't do it.
Okay.
No, can't do it. Impossible.
PSA, if you're a son, it's okay.
There's roasting me, and then there's making the podcast about my one good joke. Seadra, if we're going to keep horsey, I'm okay cutting Seadra.
Yeah.
On the other hand, though, we're going to get there, but there's no world in which we're keeping Kingdra.
Yeah?
So should we therefore keep Seadra?
Oh, so that it evolves into something?
Mm-hmm. Because horsey definitely looks like something that should evolve, right?
Yes. I wish its evolution was cooler. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Like, horsey evolving and then just getting, like, angry and pointy is like, yeah, great. I'm glad you got
it. It's mostly just pointy.
Yeah, mostly just
and,
pointy.
And three times as big.
Oh, my God. It's 3
no,
foot
four
11.
Times as big.
Yeah, one wow. foot 4 to 3 foot 11. Damn. Big Seadra.
Be careful who you call ugly in high school, I guess.
Get uglier?
I hate when I get older and I get more pointy.
Yeah, that okay. Wait. Everyone take a breath. Shiny Seadra is gray. Every villain is lemons.
Okay.
I think gray Seadra looks awesome.
Let me take a look.
Cut the regular.
Just saying that you told us to like hold our breath and it's like, okay, it's gray, but let's see this. No, it's darker blue.
All right.
What are you talking about?
All right, some of that.
Oh, arc. It's gray and it's greater in later games?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it looks cool.
In the 3D games they made it.
It looks like a Rhyhorn.
What? Wait, what is that? It doesn't exist, Six.
We can wait. The Johto Quorum's effects have not kicked in until the show is done, at which point all of our choices will instantly take effect to every cartridge and instance of Pokemon that exists.
Damn.
But for the time being, what are we doing about Seadra?
I'd say cut it.
I guess okay. I'm ready to fight for Kingdra then later.
Really?
No.
No. Goldeen.
Goldeen. It looks like it's wearing a dress. That's all I wanted to
it
say.
It looks really tired.
Goldeen. It looks exhausted. No, it looks like it's tired.
Goldeen.
Goldeen.
Goldeen. Goldeen.
I do this all the time on podcasts and it does not translate. I did The Office like look to the side like, do you see these motherfuckers? I do it so much on this show. It looks like not only is it tired, but it's tired of your shit. TBH.
True. It's true.
It's like, I'm sick of you.
It looks like it's about to get its workplace to unionize.
Womp womp.
It's a good looking fish.
It's cool. It's beautiful. I wonder if in the environment, if different Goldeen look different or if it's just like they all have that color. Because I can imagine like different Goldeen with different coloring. The shiny is just yellow, which is actually really pretty.
I mean, we're keeping Goldeen, right?
Yeah.
I think Goldeen's so. Goldeen's, cool. Yeah, it's a beautiful Pokemon. It's cool. It's got a good look. It's got the horn. It's funny now thinking about how many Pokemon in Gen 1 they just put a horn on a regular animal and they were like, that's it. We made it a Pokemon.
Well, they also gave it smoochy lips.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, that's a good point. Why does Goldeen have to be so femme?
Oh, shark tail.
Well, they had to make an accommodation for Tumblr.
What did Ryan say?
I said, oh, shark tail.
I don't get it.
The look. All right,
Will Smith classic film.
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale.
Oh, okay.
They gave all the fish lips.
Yes.
It's a good film. Have y'all seen Ants, by the way?
Yeah, for the good of the colony. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Socialism.
Wait. Why do you... What? You haven't actually seen Ants.
Of course not.
Okay, but... Okay.
Why would I know a quote from Ants? It must have just been luck.
Oh, glory to Ants kind.
I'm gonna move right along.
Become as queens.
All ants are queens. I'm so disappointed in myself. I want to talk about...
She breathes, she a worker.
If she breathes, she's a queen. Seeking. What is it seeking?
A lover? It's a bad design.
No. Okay. Just
it's
leap
trying
right over
to
my
look
gag.
At its horn. That's what it just looks like.
It has little teeth.
It does have little teeth. Meep, meep, meep. That's true. I don't know if that's a mark in its favor or against it.
Devil King. Azumao. In Japanese.
There's nothing devilish about this fucking thing.
Rock cod. Azukimasu means rock cod. It's a type of fish. Azuma, East King. Yeah. It's like, yeah, Sea King. Basically, yeah. That's actually a good translation. Like, Water King. So, is it like Goldeen is the queen and then it like transforms? Is this transition goals?
It's just dumb.
You're right.
Like, I'm sorry, but like, this is just a dumb
Why?
Looking design.
I think it's more, it's got a cooler design than Goldeen.
What? No.
You're crazy.
No. All right.
Goldeen has like this elegance going on, whereas Sea King, they're just like, how many fins can we squeeze onto this motherfucker?
The orange and black and
white.
Here's
another horn for no reason.
Just a larger horn.
Here's a mohawk.
They kind of serve redundant purposes. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's always scary about Goldeen, Sea King in the games, is it's like, oh, you fought water types before, but this one has health. Because most water types are really low HP, and that's Sea true. King has like a pretty high HP early on, so you're like, oh shit, I'm using grass type moves and not one kill, one-shotting it. This is terrifying. Why is it looking at me like that? But I'm okay.
It's not. It's trying to look at its horn.
Yeah, I'm okay cutting Sea King. Sea King! All Sea right. King! Little meme reference for the kids.
Let's talk about Star U.
Hitodeman.
You Hitode. Gotta look at Star Q with the Wii U gamepad. It's not the same.
I'm trying to get it. There's a joke in there. Hold on.
I was making a zombie U joke.
Thank there
anyway.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a stretch, my friend. Uh-huh. You have, like, you're, like, double-jointed. That's impressive.
You're comedically double-jointed, yeah. Is...
Zombie U?
For the Wii U, and then later re-released as the zombie.
Wii U gamepad, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Listen...
It's just like I'm genuinely
Giant
I'm not even making fun of you when I say
fans
that's...
will understand this reference.
I'm just saying I'm not even trying to be mean. It's just like that is literally the biggest stretch I've ever seen for a joke.
It's a starfish. What do you want?
It looks
it's a starfish that's like made of like armor and jewels and shit.
Same. I'm not going to talk. We're just going to giggle for 15 minutes. Like, imagine me getting mad.
Looking at Staryu with my Wii U gamepad, and it looks like a starfish with a gem on it.
I like Staryu because, A, its cry is awesome, and B, they get a lot of, like, animated expressivity out of just a star with no face. Mm-hmm. Like, it has a personality in the games and in the anime. Also, its shiny is, like, gray and white and gold, and it's sick.
Yeah, with the green gem. It does look cool.
Yeah. Ferk, yeah. Keep Staryu.
Keep Staryu.
Cut Starmie.
Yeah?
We made more stars.
Sorry, Starmie came with my Wii U, and I love it.
I'm not indulging you a second time.
I love the game on my 3DS called Star Me.
Oh, damn, Ryan. Damn. Do we like... Why is it... I have a question. Why is it psychic type?
Because this is a gem.
Fine. I wanted to, like, interrogate why they choose to type things the way they do, but this isn't the podcast that talks seriously about the Pokemon world.
What?
I think I like Star Me more than Star You.
Really?
Yeah. I like the purple. It's just purple.
The colors are cool. I agree.
Yeah. I think it has a more, like, definitive colors.
Mm-hmm. I think there's something really cool about how, like, it leans into the alienness of it,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Where, like, Staryu is just like, oh, it's a starfish that's got a gem. But now it's like, no, the gem is the Pokemon, almost. It's like, this gem is the mind.
Yeah.
And the stars are, like, its instruments of enforcing its will.
Yeah. And whereas the hand, like, in Staryu, the points of the star look like hands. In this, it's like, it doesn't even seem like hands anymore. Because it's just one big mass, and also in the animation in the 2D games, the back star would spin really fast, and I thought that was fucking scary.
Yeah, apparently, like I'm reading Pokédex entries, and that's how it propels itself through the water.
Oh, that's awesome! Because
the back one spins like a propeller.
That's very cool.
Also, fucking okay. All right, great. You know how in like our world and like the human world, we have like. Radio centers that like intercept like radio waves from outer space.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Those are just Starmie.
Whoa.
The waves that are being sent in the Pokemon world are just Starmie.
Fuck.
Holy baloly.
All right, cool.
Is this going to be one of the rare ones where we keep the original and its evolution?
It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I'm sold. Honestly, I'm sold.
All right. Well, then let's move on to 122. Mr. Mime is awful.
Aww. Alan, why are you here?
Wow. Okay.
That was so mean.
Okay.
Sorry, the Pokemon just... The aura of Pokemon is Alan.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, we're so close to the Pokemon that evolves from me, Ryan. We're very close. But, yeah, I see Mr. Mime and thinking, like, that's Alan just being like, hey, what's up?
It is. It totally is.
It got the big shoes, the big elephant shoes. I mean, the anime Mr. Mime is having, like, wild, crazy nightly sex with Ash's mom, and that's fine. But barrier Pokemon. I can't wait to see Mr. Mime and Detective Pikachu.
It's already been shown in trailers. Apparently pretty nightmarish.
Yeah, I want to see that character have a whole arc. Because I'm excited. For Mr. Mime.
The most upsetting part, the hair. I really don't like the hair.
It's supposed to be like a clown.
I know it's supposed to be like.
Yikes. What?
I like that the hairline is receding and that's the, you know.
It's like an older...
used to have a full head of hair, but now it's just two things pointing out.
Please, Mr. Mime is my father.
My father, there you go. I was going to just say, have you ever had actually run a Mr. Mime on your team in any game?
No, absolutely not.
Right? See, you wouldn't even consider it. We're now in the like right towards the end of Gen 1, they stack up a bunch of like single up until later they don't evolve into or from anything Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Mime is the tip of that iceberg of this.
It really
this
is
just like it is weird. It starts weird. It doesn't get weirder or less weird. It's just itself.
Yeah, here's a weirdo for you.
Yeah, Mr. Mime.
I think we have better weirdos coming up.
But I'm in
breaking my heart.
Listen, I am one of three. If you both want to keep Mr. Mime, then, like, okay.
Mr. Mime.
I like Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime's a friend. It's just so weird that it's human. Like, kind of human.
Okay.
I think, is it the most human Pokemon?
Probably.
Huh.
Yeah.
Can I read a sentence from this wiki?
Please.
Sure.
A Mr. Mime will appear in the Detective Pikachu movie, or it is interrogated by Pikachu and Tim Goodman.
Oh, the main guy, Tim Goodman.
Tim Goodman.
Yeah, you know. Also, the Battle Trozei. I love these Battle Trozei icons. They're so good. It just looks like a fucking logo for a weird bad insurance company. Okay, let's keep Mr. Mime for now.
All right, I'm into it.
The next.
Scyther.
Scyther.
Yo.
Scyther's good. That's a good bug.
Strike.
This looks like a Hollow Knight enemy.
Yeah, it gets across the bugness while also still being like humanoid in a way that's interesting.
And like dangerous looking.
Yeah. How tall is it? 4'11". So not like as tall as I thought, but still pretty tall.
Yeah. Still can fuck you up.
Yeah.
Damn. Some call it a ninja, apparently. That's what the Pokedex says.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I like Scyther. Yeah. I think Scyther is one of the rare ones where I liked it as a kid and I still like it. You know, because a lot of the Johto Quorum has been like reassessing the things I thought were cool as kids.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm going to be pro babies all the way. And being like, is this actually cool? And I think Scyther is actually cool. Scissor is a different story.
Yeah.
But
well, we'll get there.
But Scyther is like cool. It's got the great anime cry, Scyther! And
hey, who wants to talk about a problematic Pokemon?
Hey, here comes a content warning for racism.
Yep.
It's Jinx, everybody. It's Rugella. Jinx is a rich... Well, okay.
I think this should stay.
What?
No, yeah, talk to me about
you.
It.
I'm 100% fucking with you. This sucks.
It's like, we're going to have a real ass fight right now.
No, this sucks.
Here's the thing. No, I'm not going to make the argument. Like, technically, I understand the developers are always like, we weren't going for blackface. We are going for a specific, like, performing style. Yeah.
Yo, abilities. Dry skin. Fuck off.
Oops. Oh, well, okay. I'm not going to try and justify Jinx's existence, but.
It's bad.
It's bad. We might need to cut Jinx and then bring back its baby form because its baby form is my favorite Pokemon.
We're cutting Jinx.
We are cutting Jinx. Don't need to talk about it. You already know.
No, it's bad.
You did bad.
Electabuzz.
Absolutely keep. Elebu. Absolutely keep. What animal is it supposed to be?
He looks like a homie.
Right? He just looks like a pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not super in love with his design, but he seems like a friend.
Yeah.
He seems like a guy that, like, you go to a party and he's there, and you're like, you don't get super close, but he's really welcoming and he seems cool.
Totally.
He's 3'7". He's not even that imposing.
Hell yeah.
I love the design because it's like, he's not electric in physicality, but he's electric in the color of his skin. Of his fur, I mean.
Yeah.
Which is funny. But what animal is it supposed to be?
Electabuzz.
Okay. Isn't it? Okay. They just made a big thing. Like, really? What? It has to be based on something.
Nope, it doesn't.
Okay, keep Electabuzz. Love it. Kiss it. Hug it. Be a friend.
Magmar.
I don't like the lips.
I hate Magmar. Yep. Nope. I don't like the lips. I don't like the literal butthead.
I was going to say I like the butthead. Booba. Oh my god.
Listen to a metal album once.
The Japanese name. Yes, we got our Japanese name of the week, y'all. We did it.
What's up?
The Japanese name of Magmar is Boober. So what you're saying is keep Magmar?
No, I'm not. Possibly from booby and burn.
Boob burn. When you burn your boob. No, it's because the bird. It looks like the booby bird. A sea bird.
No, it doesn't.
It super does.
It looks like a butt.
All right, fine.
It looks terrible.
But cut it? Really?
Yeah, it's so bad.
I want that choker, though. Where can I get that choker? Is that a Hot Topic?
Maybe.
Ryan, you think Cat Magmar?
Yes. Are you kidding? Okay. Look at this. Look at what is on your screen right now.
Collect your mans. Magmi's a friend, though. But anyways, just keep on teasing that good discussion. Here we go. It's Pinsir. I always hated Pinsir as a kid.
Yep.
I really think Pinsir's boring.
Yep. Pinsir's boring, but also awful.
Kylios.
Look at that mouth. That's really awful.
What's inside that mouth? Open it up.
A bad time.
Oh, I am the Hollow Knight.
That's the Hollow Knight. It's so gross. It doesn't... Ugh. All of these single evolution Pokemon are weird. And they really run the gamut from like weird in a good way to weird in an awful way.
Well, don't worry. There's Mega Pinsir.
Oh, I hate it. The eyes are cool. It reminds me of like an old Cartoon Network cartoon. I know that reference doesn't track with either of y'all much, but like some Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy shit. I get you.
The eye style is definitely. Yeah. I like the eyes. I like the wings. Okay, but that's not enough to save it.
Where's this evolution? I can't find it.
The Mega Evolution. Just look up Mega Pinsir.
Okay.
I feel like the Mega Evolutions are their opportunity. Because different... The Alolan forms are like... They specifically want to see, like, what does this thing look like when exposed to this environment? That's what that is. Mm-hmm. The Mega Evolutions are just their chance to be like, what happens if we push this design further? Like, let's take what's good about it and lean into it. And so Mega Pinsir...
Game Freak got in the metal.
Yeah, this was their phase. This little era was their phase.
And yet it's not metal type. A mistake. Mm.
Yeah, they never changed that. It was always pure bug. Good point.
Well, it's bug flying when it's Mega.
Oh, is it? You're right.
Okay. Because it's got wings now. But we should cut it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Cool. Let's talk about Tauros.
Fascinating Pokemon.
Yeah?
Well, from design-wise, it's like we added some tails, we added some pointies to the front. It's just a bull. It never evolved.
That's true. It's almost like even they were like, this is too boring for us to do anything with.
So they did Miltank instead, which is also a never-evolving Pokemon. But Miltank's way better. Tauros is super boring.
Yeah, Tauros is lame.
Yeah.
Let's cut Tauros.
Like, it serves a purpose, but again, served better by cooler Pokemon later.
Yeah. It's just like... We have the benefit of having a whole lot of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Also, cool shiny. It turns green and yellow. Mm-hmm. But regardless, cool. That brings us to the end of the, like, single evolution, but no evolution pals.
Let's talk about Magikarp.
Magikarp's my friend.
Magikarp is great.
So here's a story.
Yeah.
All about how my life turned upside down.
I like to take a minute, just sit right here and tell you how to be the prince of a town called Bel Air.
I spent a really long period of my life not playing a Pokemon game, right?
Shoutouts, yeah.
Sure.
And then when we were doing Fireside Friends,
shoutouts.
We did Pokemon X. I played Pokemon X. We were just talking about Pokemon for like 3 hours, but I played Pokemon X.
Yes. Yeah.
And I got a Magikarp, and I was like, I'm going to use this Magikarp. And I didn't realize that the joke was that Magikarp was useless, so I was like, why isn't it doing anything?
Yeah, there was a cool mystery surrounding just Magikarp when you had only played the games as a kid. Because there was a rumor going around my schoolyard that Splash did something under certain conditions. Of like, if you're in the water and you're on a certain route at a certain time, then Splash is like an instant kill, like surf wave.
My big sister and I both picked up Red and Blue at the same time, right? And we both met the guy before Mount Moon who was like, I'll sell you a Magikarp. And you're like, oh shit, and you buy it, right? Because you're like, I could buy a Pokemon? This thing must be crazy. And I was like, this thing sucks. I hate it. It's terrible. And my sister was like, there's something to this.
I must protect.
They're like, she just had a, like, and you know, we were like, the internet was not in such a place where she could have actually known this. But she was just like, I bet if I raise this, something's gonna happen. And she just fucking put in the time, and she rolled up on Misty with a fucking Gyarados, and my mind was fucking blown.
Yo. That's dope.
And it's only 20 levels of uselessness before finally it evolves into one of the coolest Pokemon.
It's like, honestly, it's an iconic design of, like, delayed gratification, but not so delayed that it's not worth it.
Right. And Magikarp as a, like, iconic gag Pokemon in the universe, in the marketing and stuff is really good. I mean, there's a whole app, Magikarp Jump, mm-hmm. that a lot of people liked for a while, where you clicked on Magikarp over and over again. Yeah, it's a really fascinating idea. It's a good anime episode where James does the same thing. He, like, buys a Magikarp for $1 million thinking it'll be awesome, and then it's useless. It flops around. It does nothing. I can relate.
Magikarp's a friend.
And then, so we're keeping Magikarp. And then, yes. Level 20, you're so proud of yourself. You fished it up. Old Rod, great job. You got a Magikarp. What is it turning into?
Big ass rat ass dragon.
Look at him. Just look at him.
Gyarados is so cool.
Yeah.
Fascinating that we call it Gyarados in English, even though it's spelled Gyarados, which is like Gyarados, but we don't pronounce it like that. Am I high right now? I don't know. I think Gyarados rules. Gyarados actually has a little bit of the design from Magikarp, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the coloring of the fins becomes Gyarados's kind of lower side, and it has all the pointies that Magikarp has that are turned into like its spikes. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how long has it been flying type?
Since the dual typing.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
because it can just fly around. It's got the we love it pretty consistently when Pokemon reference Japanese myths. Like, so far, that's been usually pretty cool. And, yeah, Gyarados is just cool. I just think it's sick. I like it.
Yeah.
It's, how tall is it? 21 feet? Fuck that. That's ridiculous.
I remember I remember back when, again, I played Gold and Silver as Japanese ROMs.
Ew.
Before they came out here. And I remember hearing, like, whispers about the red Gyarados, and I was like, y'all are fucking high as fuck. Like, listen, I've played some games before. I know when y'all are making some fucking shit up. And then I fucking met
Red Gyarados.
Fucking Red Gyarados. And I was like, honestly, the fact that it was shiny, I ran away from the fight. I was like, it's so mad. Why is it so mad?
It's gonna kill me. Ryan, you know about this whole thing, right? In Gold and Silver?
Nope.
So, in Gold and Silver, is it Blackthorn City 6?
I think so. I don't remember.
There's a city about halfway through Pokemon Gold, that Gen 2, where you're going through and people are talking about, like, oh, Team Rocket has been, like, holding off Lake Rage. They're trying to get something there. And it's just a lake in the middle of this town, and then you go there, and everyone is afraid of Team Rocket, and you sneak in, and you finally find out that what they're trying to capture is a red Gyarados. So shiny Gyarados is what you're looking at. That's what the thing is. And it was in the universe. It's, like, the only red Gyarados. It's, like, the mysterious red one. So they're trying to, like, poach it and sell it for a bunch of money. And so it's this, like, you know, a constant recurring theme in the Pokemon games is like pro wildlife and anti poaching laws and stuff in general. So, you know, it's actually like a pretty serious and cool arc in the games of, like, you guys don't just get to take this because it looks different and you want it. Like, that's, you know, imperialist as fuck.
Yeah, but also it's I mean, like, on a gameplay sense, it's like shiny Pokemon weren't a thing
in Red and Blue. Too, yeah.
And they never announced them as a feature of Gold and Silver. And the odds of seeing one in Gold and Silver, I don't believe there's any way to elevate them, so it's 1 in 8,192. Mm-hmm. And so, this is almost certainly the first time you've ever seen a shiny Pokemon, and you're like, what the fuck?
And it does the shiny animation in the original game, too, I think. Like, the little glimmer.
Yeah, the little sparkle flies off of it. Yeah.
Love Gyarados.
Gyarados is rad. And, you know what else is rad? Mega Gyarados. Mega Gyarados is cool.
I don't know. I don't know, Six. I really don't know about Mega Gyarados.
Really?
Why is it just flat now?
What do you mean
flat? It like doesn't bend anymore. It's just a long boy.
It does.
Okay, I guess it kind of does.
You're looking at a bad image then.
Okay.
It totally bends.
It's terrifying now.
It's a scary boy. He's dark type now. He's here to fuck you up.
Oh, I didn't notice. Also, the like eyebrows become like blackened. That's mm-hmm. actually sick. Okay.
And like all the frame, the weight becomes front loaded and its fins become more like wings because it's just this big motherfucker that just lunges at you and it doesn't care about like streamlined stability. It just wants to fuck you up.
It's good.
Mega Gyarados is actually scary. I'm like, oh shit. No, thank you.
All right. Great.
Let's just be fucking villains and let's do exactly two more and then stop.
Hell yeah. Perfect. Love it.
Okay, great.
Lapras, number 131.
Lapras. What is it?
Lapras is cool.
Oh, Laplace, like the mathematician who wrote books on the mathematical properties of the sea and tides. Huh.
Good reading of the wiki there, Alan.
Thank you. That's.
I like how this portrait is like, yo, check out my shell.
I know you think it's cool. Are you looking?
Check it out.
See, I always read it as just like, get on, loser.
We're going shopping. You're like, fuck yeah, Lapras.
Get on my shell, loser.
The subtle horn, which
it's
my favorite Twin Peaks.
But it's like subtle.
Favorite
it's
Twin Peaks character, subtle horn. The eye, the way the eyes look at you, also subtle horn knee. It's kind of got like a little bit of a, like a saucy look. And Lapras again in the games is really cool. It's like a rare, often hunted Pokemon. You know, it's like really rare that you'll see a Lapras. So like when Ash gets one in the anime, it's like, oh shit, now you can get around.
Well, and that's the interesting thing is over the course of the Pokédex, it reveals that like, so starting in Red and Blue, they've been over hunted to almost to extinction. And then by like Sun and Moon, it's like they've been so cherished there that there's now an overabundance.
Wow. Following protective regulations, there's now an overabundance of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why they use them in Alola as like your transport. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's like it's like they were protected and now protection needs to be taken away because there are so many of them.
The fish Pokemon population has declined in waters with too many Lapras. Damn, it's a predator. And it understands human speech. You can just talk to a Lapras. Wow. Yo, that's really cool. That's I just learned something. I love Lapras. I want to be its friend.
Yeah. And we're keeping Lapras. Lapras is great.
Also amazing shiny. That purple, fantastic.
It's so pretty.
All right, kids. That brings us to our final Pokemon of this episode of the Johto Quorum. It's the every Pokemon. It's Ditto. It's Metamon.
Ditto is probably the most useful Pokemon in the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep it just for that.
We have
Ditto breeding is so handy.
We have to keep it or else it's going to fuck me up.
Well, it's going to fuck you at least because Ditto is the Pokemon that can fuck anyone.
Same. Ditto's...
Ditto is the most horny Pokemon.
So Ditto, there's a couple things that are interesting about Ditto. One, blue shiny. Awesome. Two, love the color pink, purple. Three, the little like two dots for eyes. Adorable. Four, supposedly a failed clone of Mew. What lore actually says that, by the way, Six? Do we know?
No. I'm not, like, I hear that all the time, mm-hmm. but I've never found out where that actually comes from.
That might just be a fan theory. You know, like, maybe it's not based on anything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's based on the fact, ugh, this is silly, the Ditto sprites are the same color as the Mew sprites. Like, it's normal and it's shiny are normal and shiny Mew.
Oh, that's dumb.
And they weigh the same amount, and they both learn transform at level zero. They're the only two Pokemon that can learn transform.
Yeah, I wouldn't assume that it was a failed clone. I would just, I mean, like they've said, like they say in Pokemon the first movie.
Oh right.
that Mew is the like the original Pokemon, and that all other Pokemon DNA stems off of Mew.
Mm.
And that's been retconned since because of like Arceus and fucking shit. But still, I think there's some basis to that as far as like a lot of Pokemon are descendants of Mew, and I think Ditto is probably just a rather direct descendant.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, what do you think about Ditto?
I could take him or leave him. I just wanted to point out that you posted a very cursed screenshot of a prototype of Ditto in Super Smash Bros. Melee that just looks awful.
But what about the fact that every time Ditto transforms, it keeps its face?
Oh, yeah, like transformed Ditto. It looks the same.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Ditto face is very good.
Thank you, Sig.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ditto's awesome. This is just... Six. This is just reminding me that, you know, for now, when we get to the end of this 150, there's like, what, two legendaries in Gen 1? Mm-hmm. It will only... we're going to have like a whole week of legendary talks eventually by like Gen 4 and 5. Because they start stacking them.
Well, okay, there aren't actually only two. Because we've got like... We've got the birds.
Oh, you're right.
We've got Mewtwo. We've got Mew. I guess that's it. We've got five.
That's still a chunk.
That is still a grip.
Yeah.
Of Pokemon. But next time, we're going to be opening with number 131, EV. Which is going to be a conversation.
Is it? Keep it. Done. Wow, good conversation.
But until the time that we decide to have that conversation, we're going to stop for now and take it to the plug zone. If you want to transform your Pokemon, plug a various type of elemental stone into them. But if you want to find out more about where to find people on the internet, you could ask our friend Ryan here to plug their things. Ryan.
At BluestRose430 on Twitter.
Alan.
Chats the Television Podcast, the Garnet Wager Podcast. Any other ones? This one. You should listen to Chats.
Yeah, I think that's
we're doing cool things with Chats soon. Besides watching a good season of Babylon 5.
All right. Sick.
Six Detmar on Twitter. Pinned tweet has all your your posts and your podcasts.
Exactly.
Peep those things.
You know what it is.
And jotoquorum at gmail.com if you have questions, comments, or you want to yell at us about Ditto.
Hang on a sec. I completely forgot to check that email. Let me see if there's something there.
Please be just a fucking long, fucking five-paragraph email from Kevin from Home Alone.
Empty.
All right.
Nothing. Wait. Wells Fargo checking. They want me to sign up.
There we go.
We'll do it.
How do they even get this email? Oh, no, that's an ad. Never mind. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening to me check my email. This has been the Jotoquorum. And we'll catch you next time.
It's a game for kids, so let's be adults.
Thank you. There it is. Peace out.
Bye.